talking to Pastor Matt yesterday. We were having this conversation. You know, the folks at GT Church, you know, they stream their services. I'm assuming on Sunday morning that might be a very attractive thing for a lot of people who might want to hold their faith just a little bit tighter during times like this, but still be able to connect with people and get a message, right?
Absolutely.
Pastor Matt joins us. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Brian. Man, get some good stuff, some good stuff. It always reminds me something. There was a word that you and I tossed around yesterday, just once or twice while we were talking, and it was the word peace. And just all day, that word just stuck with me, Brian. You know, that peace is not the absence of conflict or the absence of problems or issues. And it reminded me of this beautiful, beautiful story in the Bible where the disciples were in a storm. They were in like this huge storm, you know, and Jesus just said the word peace. And there are times where the storm doesn't go away. The issue doesn't go away. The problem doesn't go away. But being able to have that real inner peace, and there's nothing that feeds that peace deep down on the inside of us, Brian, like thinking about others. You said it in such just a beautiful way. And, you know, I tease you sometimes that I call you Pastor Brian because you said it in such a beautiful way that it's not about you. Like, stop always thinking about, well, how is this going to directly affect me? And start thinking about other people around you and what you can do to really feed that peace in other people. Yeah, just a beautiful concept and something that really works if we'll all do it.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And I get all the reactions. I've evolved through this conversation with everyone else. I'm not being judgmental. It's easy to go, oh, yeah, another pandemic thrown at us, and we were supposed to believe all these others. This thing is real. We have no idea how big it is going to be. We have no idea how long this is going to last. We've got to subject ourselves to the new of what this is and think about those around us. And no one wants to cancel anything. You want to do church. The great thing about GT Church is I can go to all three of those services if I want from my living room with my iPad that's been recently cleaned and disinfected and watch all of it.
Absolutely. And that's what we're that's what I'm trying to tell my staff. That's what we're trying to do is really really try to first calm everybody down, not try to make this thing like it's not serious, but really just try to be a voice of reason and a voice of peace. And we are going to have to make some sacrifices. We are looking at what are our options going to be if this thing does get worse before it gets better. We're trying to just make sure that we can keep the message out there, try to encourage people, try to talk down the fear, but really try to feed that peace into everybody.
All right, so what's the message from the pulpit? I mean, I feel for you guys on a Sunday in the times that we live in. You know, there's an awesome burden on you to sort of, you know, that message of peace, that message of calm, that message of reason. But there's an extra burden and an extra responsibility for leaders like you on a Sunday. What do you get up and tell your flock on a Sunday morning when we're living in a world in this pandemic crisis where people feel... We ought to feel more connected than we ever have, but we don't. We feel isolated. We feel scared. We feel paranoia. We feel all these crazy things. How do you get up Sunday and deliver a message of peace and calm?
I think for myself, Brian, one of the things that I've been trying to do over these last couple of weeks, I have found myself concerned about my mom and dad. I have found myself thinking about the older people in our church family. One thing that I'm really going to try to do is really try to touch on that thing of control. You know, I found that the different conversations that I've had with people, especially the ones who try to downplay it, that it really is kind of a grab for control. It really is. If I can just talk like this is nothing, like, or this doesn't affect me, hey, I'm 25, you know, that it really is trying to have control over something that legitimately we don't really have a ton of control over. And so really trying to touch on the things that we can do, the power that we do have, and that is, hey, do wash your hands. Hey, do be mindful of others. And really just trying to get everybody to just stay focused on what's most important. Something cancels, something gets rescheduled, something like really think about what matters most in this life are people. The people that are in your life, the people that you know and the people that you don't know. Really try to get people focused on, hey, you don't want to be that one that accidentally gets someone sick because you're fighting for something that you want. And so just really trying to get everybody to see the bigger picture and just stay calm and do what we can do.
There you go. When are the services? They're all streamed live, by the way, on Sunday morning, so you can pull out your tablet or your PC or even your phone. What time are the services? At gtchurch.com.
8 o'clock, 9:30, and 11. And listen, if you are part of the GT Church family, or maybe you thought, hey, I'm gonna go out there and check things out, and you're a little concerned, from me, from the top guy, well, you know, at the church anyway, the top guy, it's okay. Stay home. Jump online, check us out there, and just whatever you do, just feed that peace inside yourself and realize this is a perfect time to really be an agent of peace and calm in someone else's life. You said it, Brian, better than anybody really that I've heard talk about it in these last last couple weeks in person or on TV. Hey, think about others. That's a surefire way to feed the peace inside of yourself.
Pastor Matt, we appreciate it, and we'll see you on Sunday. You, of course, get that link on Nauticator.com Sunday morning, right?
Absolutely.
Church is important.
Guidance.
You know, but in times when people are uncertain mm-hmm. and feel like they don't have control, and I get all of that. I really do. And there are a handful, you know, in town that offer this streaming ability to be able to participate in that without actually being there.
Yeah, which is not any more important than right now.
Absolutely.